This is Spoiler Alert with Mark Rosa and John Trax. You're listening to episode 38, Gross Games. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Spoiler Alert. I'm Mark Rosa.
I'm John Trax.
My cup is in the way.
This is
going
to be the worst episode.
This is going to suck.
Ever.
Yeah, we're going to apologize in advance for this.
Oh, God.
It's going to be bad. It's a bad.
This is their first episode. Skip it. It's going
to
be bad.
Yeah, just don't even listen to this one.
Yeah, I might not even put this out. This might be like a special. Like, I might just skip this one, go to 39 and be like, what happened to 38? You don't want to know.
I said that the next five are going to be like really good, but we really tanked on this one.
Well, we thought it was going to be really good.
And then we found out. Well, you never know. I think it's going to be crap. All right. So
we got a plethora of stuff to go through.
I guess the basis we were going for on this episode was like the gross episode. Well, that's at least that. Because originally I said, let's do Beavis.
Should be like the gross Genesis episode, actually.
Yeah. I said, let's do Beavis and Butthead for Genesis. And we were like, yeah, we haven't played that in a while. And I was like, I don't know if I ever beat that because the game was just hard as hell when I was a kid. So I was like.
Still is.
It still is pretty freaking hard. So I was like, yeah, we'll do Beavis and Butthead. And then I went through it and I had some problems. And then I said, you know what? We're going to have to do something else along with this. So I found another game. And then I did that, and I was like, you know, we can't just talk about these two games. It's just not going to work. So I found another game, and it was horrible. And I played about 10 seconds of it. Maybe, no, I played about a minute, and then I made you play about a minute because you had to see it. And then during that week, I was like, you know what? We really need something else. So he's like, yeah, I got another game. Maybe we'll try that. So, yeah, we got four games here. Four. And they all suck. No, the last one doesn't suck.
The last one sucks.
No, it doesn't. The one we played together does not suck.
Oh, no, that.
Okay. That's not what we're doing. I don't know what order we're going to do these in, but we're going to start with Beavis and Butthead.
Okay.
And probably,
is there a subtitle to this game, or is it just Beavis and Butthead?
It's probably Beavis and Butthead, Go See Gwar. No, we'll probably pad this episode with dead baby jokes.
We got to pad it with something.
No. How do you make a dead baby float?
How?
Two scoops of ice cream, two scoops of dead baby. Yeah. It works on many levels, as you can tell.
No root beer?
Oh, no. I said we're going to do dead baby jokes. Apparently you didn't think I was serious.
You're Googling dead baby jokes.
I am right now, I am. But that one I had in my head.
I know you are.
Yeah.
Oh.
Come on. Give me dead baby jokes here. Oh, let's get we got sick ones, we got twisted. Wait, let's see. Yeah, so this is the kind of episode this is going to be because I have about two notes. You got classic ones here, like what's funnier than a dead baby? Dead baby in a clown
costume.
A dead
baby in a clown costume.
Everybody knows that one. Wow, what's funnier than a dead baby? A dead baby sitting next to a kid
with Down syndrome. A dead baby sitting next to a kid with Down syndrome.
Are you on the same page as me?
I might be. Hey, you know when a baby is a dead baby?
The dog plays
with it more. Dog plays
with
it more.
All right. Yeah. Okay, we're on the same page, yeah. I guess I'm doing this one. What's more fun than filling up a dead baby? Yeah. Filling up a dead baby with three
filling
nipples.
Filling up a dead baby.
I said filling up.
I said filling.
Oh, I could fill a dead baby up.
How do you make a dead baby float? Take your foot off its head?
All right, let's get to this freaking game. All right. So I said, yeah, let's do Beavis and Butthead for the Sega Genesis. I kind of just remember it being hard. We went over this already. Just retreading. We got nothing.
We got to pad this out somehow.
And so I was taking notes for this thing, and I'm looking
at it. I didn't even bother taking notes.
I took a couple of notes, and while I was going through it, I'm reading a couple of walkthroughs, and every single walkthrough that I read was completely different. And I was like, shit. It's like, there's like 50 ways to beat this game. Like, I don't know how I'm going to talk about this, so we're just going to do it in some kind of roundabout way. And there's two endings.
I got the walkthrough I use, so I'm going with that.
Yeah, and whatever. Well, I'll just say what happens here. Okay. So you start the game up, and then they have the Sega logo, you know, like they always do. And then Butthead comes in with, like, the bat with the thing.
Pushes the S.
And No, that was...
Or, like, he hits the S or
something
like that.
He hits the S. The other game is when he pushes the S.
Okay.
You're getting ahead of us. Ruined it already.
Please, we ruined it as soon as we decided to do Beavis and Butthead.
I thought it would be nice. I thought because no one ever, you never see like a podcast people talking about the Beavis and Butthead game. Or I haven't.
I guess
anyway.
We know why now.
Yeah, I know. I just figures. I thought this would be cool. All right. So then Beavis and Butthead, Butthead tells Beavis to pull his finger. Remember, they're sitting on the curb. It's like a little intro. And the voices are all...
They're in the setting. When they're in the setting screen, they're all old.
The voices are all pixelated. Like, her fur, her fur. Nothing. Yeah, nothing. Yeah, the Ranger game's on. So if I nod off, I'll be watching the Ranger game. They're playing Washington. The first game of the playoffs. What? Then you have the theme song, and then they have the old Beavis and Butthead, like that they were in a couple episodes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what's the premise of the game?
They're going to go see Gwar.
They're flipping through the channels, and they see that Gwar is playing. And they're like, holy crap, we have to go see Gwar.
It's Gwar!
Gwar is awesome. I've seen them several times, and Odorous just came in my face a couple of times with his big penis. I forget what it's called. The cuttlefish, I think it's called, of Cthulhu. Yeah, the cuttlefish of Cthulhu. Shot me right in the face one time in Jersey. So they go to buy tickets. And then they walk into tickets, and then for some reason a dog jumps over a fence and eats them. It's Mr. Anderson's dog, who's basically Hank Hill.
Hank Hill, yeah.
And then he runs over with a lawnmower, and they get like scattered across the town. Sure.
Maybe they get those Santa Ana winds that what pick do you them want? Up and
it's a Beavis and Butthead game. I might start eating in the middle of this episode, too. So let's talk about the characters. You got Beavis. He's the blonde one. Everybody knows who Beavis is. You got Butthead. He's the other guy.
Beavis is the one that turns his head to the side, kind of.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah. We got Todd. Todd's the one with the oil can.
It's Todd.
Everybody knows Todd. Todd's like the one they look up to, and he always like beats the shit out of him. And then there's Earl, who's the bald guy, and that's like Todd's toady. You got Mr. Anderson, who's their neighbor. You know, they always go in his shed and steal his shit and like steal his lawnmower. They drove like his lawnmower into the pool or something. Old episode. They got Coach Buzzcut. Mr. McVicker, was it the stuttering principal? Remember him?
Okay, yeah.
Mr. Van Driessen, which is the hippie. He's the hippie teacher. He sings like Lesbian Seagull in the Beavis and Butthead movie. And Daria's yes, in this.
Was she?
Yeah. If you couch fish with the I'll get there.
Yeah.
Okay. Stuart is in this. That little nerdy neighbor who likes them. He's not really nerdy. He's like the jerk kid. Remember they stay at his house one morning. No. You look at my cup. You look at my cup and like it. They stay at his house and they have the mom's like, oh, we have burritos for breakfast, and they're like, oh, burritos for always. Breakfast. And it's like, oh, wait, it's yeah, breakfast burritos, and it's like, eggs. What the hell is this?
I actually do remember that.
Yeah.
How the hell do I remember that? Yeah. I do remember that.
Because he eats, he's like, wow, yeah, burritos for breakfast, and it's like a breakfast burrito, and they're like, oh.
The hell is this?
The popular girl, which I don't really remember, she was in this. The army guy, I don't know who the hell I was. Anderson's dog, I know he had a name. The fat guy was in this, the fat Texas guy.
Mm-hmm.
He chases you in that thing. He was, you know, that. And the fat lady, who you watch have sex in a drive-thru. Drive-in. All right. Let's just fucking...
You start off in the living room, there's a remote control. You pick up the remote control, and then that's how you control the TV and pick which level you want to be. You want to go on.
That's how you go through levels, yeah.
So which level did you play first?
I did... I went to Burger World.
Good. So did I.
Okay. Burger World it is. What's blue and flies around the room at high speeds?
What's blue and flies around the room at high speeds? A dead baby in a fly costume?
A baby with a punctured lung.
Oh, 80s, how we missed you.
What's brown and gurgles?
A dead baby in the toilet?
A baby in a casserole. So I went to Burger World, and then... what's at Burger World? Todd's sitting there shooting oil at you?
Todd.
Todd's at Burger World?
Yeah.
And then you immediately go to the dumpster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you go to the dumpster, you pick up the dead rat
hanging out of the dumpster.
And there's random things around the dumpster, spitball. Too. Yeah, the spitball shooter.
It's a straw.
Yes, it's a straw.
Also known as a straw.
Sure. So then you go into the side of the building by the drive through, and there's a little employees only door.
That hot girl's walking by with the papers. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she's for.
Yeah. She just like puts her arms out and smacks you.
Just knock you out.
Yeah. This is retardedly hard for a Beavis and Butthead game. I don't know why it's so hard, but it is really hard for a Beavis and Butthead game.
It's hard for any game. You also have one life, and if you die you lose everything you ever did in the entire game up to that point.
Ass. Like, I don't, like, they knew that they were making games for people who watched Beavis and Butthead. They clearly did not want this.
They clearly had this on the shelf and just redid all the textures to be Beavis and Butthead.
No, it couldn't have been. Because all the stuff was based on the show.
Yeah. I'm sure they had this game planned out for something else and just adapted it.
It's possible. But the Super Nintendo one, I think, was easier, but we didn't do that one. All right. So you go to the employee door and then you have to put the password in. And what's the password?
Butthead.
It's Butthead.
Because obviously when they built that door and put that code in, they knew that a guy would named Butthead would be
working there someday. His password. Maybe it was different. No, it wouldn't make any sense, would it?
No. Why would you make your password the employee's name?
It's late.
It's actually earlier than we usually record.
It is earlier than we... So what do you call a dead baby with no arms and no legs hanging on your wall?
Art?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
What do you call a dead baby with no arms and no legs swimming in a pool?
A turd?
Bob.
Okay. What do you call a lady with one leg shorter than the other?
I have no idea.
Eileen.
So you go into the employee room thing, which is the back where the fry thing is, that fry
cooker.
Fryer. And then you put French fries in there, and you throw the dead rat
in. You pick up the French fries that are next to the fryer, mm-hmm. dump those in there, and then you dump the rat in with it.
Probably has the most annoying system for managing items ever in a video game.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can only hold so many things, and you have to split it between the two of them, and you have to pick two different characters and hold it. It's a fucking pain in the ass. So you put the rat in the fryer.
And the fries.
And then you get dead rat fries. And
you pick up the headset.
Speaking of dead rats, how many babies does it take to paint a house?
A gallon?
It depends on how hard you throw them. Okay. So then you get this rat fries, and then you give them to the man at the counter, who is Stuart's father.
Because he's demanding service.
Yes, he wants fries. God damn it. And it's Stuart's father. So you give him these fries, and he eats them, and then he throws up. And what does he throw up? A fucking guar
ticket.
Half a ticket. A piece of ticket. There's 9 pieces of tickets in this, and most of them are in the mall. So then you...
Yeah, like 8 of them are in the mall.
You go back to... most of them, yeah, like 8 of them in the mall. You got Yeah.
Sarcasm.
Yeah.
So make sure you pick up the headset, because you're going to need that later.
Mm-hmm.
And...
What do you get when you dislocate...
Then you leave.
What do you get when you dislocate a dead baby's jaw?
I don't know.
Deep throat. I like that one.
So you leave the Burger World.
Yeah, you go back home. Every time you get a piece of ticket, what you want to do is go home and then... Put the piece of ticket on the war poster wall, which I don't know, I guess they made to celebrate to get the pieces back. Whatever, I don't really care. So,
and they knew exactly what size and shape each piece was going to be.
Yeah, they drew it out for you. They're Beavis and Butthead. They're not as dumb as you think they are. Oh, I went to the hospital after this.
No, I went to the mall.
That's fine. We're going to the mall. Fuck it, we're doing it live. Fuck it.
That's how you fucking do this
show.
We're
doing it live. All right. Okay, the mall. Did I write down the mall? Okay. So there's 3 tickets in the mall, right?
Yeah, I only got 1 right now, though.
Okay, which one did you get?
I got the...
What'd you do first? Come on. Be a big boy. Use your words.
The washer.
How many dead babies does it take to change a tire?
As many as it takes to fill the rim? I don't know.
2. One to prop up the car, and 1 to replace it in case it explodes.
1 to replace what?
I guess the prop car thing? I didn't like that one. Get another one.
I don't like that one.
What's white and red and hangs from a telephone wire?
What's white and red? A strangled baby?
A baby shot through a snowblower.
That's stupid.
They suck.
You suck.
Why did the baby fall out of the tree?
Because... I don't know. Because
he was dead.
That's terrible.
Not as good as the float joke. Nothing will top the float joke. All right, where the fuck are we? The laundromat?
Yeah.
Sure, you have to get the fucking pants, and then you have to get some... soap from the bathroom, right?
Yeah. You take the pants from under the bed before you leave.
Yeah, and then you also have to get the oil can from the free oil sample place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go into the laundromat, and you have to have all these things because if you don't oil the door to put the clothes in, this old lady gets up and just beats the crap out of you, and there's no way to get away from her. She just beats the crap out of you, and then you die and have to start everything over again because it's a shitty game, right? Let's mm-hmm. get through this as fast as we can.
How is everything? Yeah, you got the security guards going like this.
Yeah, those cops were a pain in the fucking ass.
Just flailing their arms wildly. Yeah.
So then you get all those things, and then you go into the laundromat, and then you go to the last thing, and you put your clothes in, and then the ticket comes out, right?
Yeah. So you got to go to like the yogurt shop to get the go to the bathroom in there to get the soap, and he throws the yogurt cones up in the air.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Makes no sense, but...
So there's another
ticket. I know, you guys did something stupid, and then he throws all the cones up in the air.
So there's another piece of ticket. So you go back home. And then where'd you go?
Believe drive-in.
All right, you went to the drive-in. Okay.
Yeah, get the camera off the dresser.
What was the name of the movie that was playing?
I don't remember.
Man-Eating Zombie Chicks. Now, that can go two ways.
Big Titty Blowjob Miles with Yellow Fever.
Yellow Fever. Now, that can go two ways because it could be Man-Eating Zombie Chicks. As in, you know, these zombie chicks want to eat men, or it could be a porno, which is a man eating zombie chicks.
Why does it have to be a porno? Because
it could be a man eating zombie chicks.
I get it.
There's actually, I believe that.
I did do other drive. When you're in the mall, you also have to get the bomb in the army recruiting office.
Yeah, I think there actually was a zombie porno. I think they actually turned Left for Dead into a photo, and it was called Left for Head.
Left for Head, yes, it was.
That's fucking sad. Left for Head. Like a roadmap. Turn left for Head. Yeah.
Driving.
Sure. Go for it.
So you have to have $3 to get into the drive-in.
Yeah.
So what you gotta do is you gotta sell the headset from the burger place. From Burger World?
Yeah.
In the pawn shop? In the mall. And he'll give you like $4 or something that you can get in. So you go in the drive-in, and then you go to the booth. Right? You just go into the snack bar.
You have to toss the bomb in the thing.
You toss the bomb into the into the
Slurpee machine. Counter. Something, yeah.
And like the soda machines just explode and spill soda everywhere. You're like, that's wonderful. Cause there was a guy standing in there, and I guess he kind of died.
Fuck him. How many dead babies is Kinfin really?
A lot.
4.5.
Is there a reason?
No.
So then you got to go through the drive-in, and then you find...
What do vegetarian ogres eat?
Dead babies.
Cabbage Patch Kids.
Can we get through this?
What's the best thing about a Siamese twin baby?
I'm hitting stop.
Why?
When you finish one, there's another one?
Threesomes. Okay.
Oh, God. So you go through the actual drive-in, and eventually you find a van a-rocking.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
And you're not supposed to go a-knocking.
No.
You're not supposed to go a-knocking. But you do, and you take a picture of the van. Right before you take a picture, there's binoculars. Pick those binoculars up. Because you got to sell them for money later. And you take a picture of the van, and a big fat chick comes out and chases you back. So you got to have her chase you back into the snack stand with all the soda on the floor. So and then trips. She falls, busts her ass, and they get... apparently a ticket falls out of her ass.
Yeah, maybe she ate it. Maybe it came out of a vag. Maybe. The guy fucked it out of her. Anyway. Oh, my.
Then you go back home.
Yeah. Put your piece up. Then where'd you go?
Back to the mall to get the other, like, three that are in the mall.
So you got all of them? No, the other two right now you did?
Yeah.
Okay, which one did you do first?
I did the...
Pet store?
Yeah. The snake.
Okay. You gotta buy the snake, right?
You buy the snake. And then you bring it to the counter. It's like, oh, I'm gonna gift wrap that for you. Why he's gift wrapping a snake, I don't know. But then while he's down there doing his thing, there's a key on the register, and you got to pick the key up. which I didn't realize the first time when I had to restart the whole game to do that.
It's fun, right?
Oh, it's great. So then you pick the key up as he's, and then he doesn't realize the key is gone when he's, you know, when he comes back up for air.
Programmers are relentless. He doesn't.
Oh, God. So you pick up the box with the snake, and then you use the key on the bird cage. And then the bird flies out and starts pooping eggs on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of got to lead him away from the cage and then go back, and then there's a ticket in the cage, and you pick it up. Then you take the snake to the army recruiter, who's for some reason deathly afraid of snakes.
Yes.
And you put the box on the floor, and the snake goes, oh, he gets all scared of the snake. And then you can pick up the file.
Yeah, because if you touch the file before, he beats the crap out of you.
Yeah, and then you can, there's a ticket under the file.
Wow. How do you make a baby cry twice?
Kill it.
Wipe your bloody dick on his teddy bear.
This is
man, I think that's my favorite.
There's a Jewish one like that.
I don't even want to hear it.
Okay.
Okay, so that's two more tickets, right?
Yeah.
So you're going back home, and yeah, you went home. Then where'd you go?
High school.
All right, high school. This one's a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do a whole bunch of things, right?
You go into every room that has a picture on the door.
Okay.
Basically. I think the first one you go into is the science room. And the teacher that yells at you has the zapper with the two formulas.
Yeah, so
don't don't mix A and B.
Yeah.
So you got to fart on him or burp on him until he starts choking.
Hmm.
Then you got to grab both of the vials, which is like impossible to do in one motion because you got to do it like twice. Because he only chokes for like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Then you get the two stupid things and then you run out. There's another door before.
This is terrible.
This is horrible. Whatever. You go to the principal's office.
You fucking, yeah, you get chemicals.
You give him the fucking formulas.
Blows up and you get the ticket. It's on his head.
The ticket flies in through the window.
Yeah. Off his head or something. I don't even know.
It then flies in through the window, lands on his head, and then when he blows up, you get the piece. You get it.
Perfect sense. Then where'd you go?
Back to the living room. Oh, you had to get a piece. Where was the gum? There was a piece of gum somewhere.
Sure.
I think under the desk in one of the rooms in the
That makes sense. School. Yeah, you could use that with the fishing pole.
Yeah, then you got to... Then I went to the street. And this is the part with the dog, with the lawnmower, with Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, the street's a pain in the ass. So you go to the street, and then you fight Earl?
Well, first you got to go down through the sewers.
Well, Earl's there first, and then you go down through the sewer.
Okay.
He's like the first thing you see. So then you go into the sewer, and there's sewage that you have to jump over, and it's a pain in the ass, because you have some parts you have to run, and they run retarded. They do that Beavis and Butthead run.
Like,
yeah. You go through the sewers, and you pick up the bone at the end, because it's a bone.
Well, no, you go through the sewers, and you go up, then you go through the junkyard.
Yeah. And there's
and then at the end of the junkyard is the bone.
There's a bone. And then you go all the way back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go through the sewer again.
Into Mr. Anderson's house.
Yeah, you go into Mr. Anderson's backyard, which is like the only thing that's open. And then you fight Anderson, who is on a lawnmower, and you just do whatever you want. You can burp it far out of him. You could use the dark
gun.
Him.
You shoot him with the gun. The dark gun?
Yeah.
Turns you into Rambo?
Yeah, it turns you into Rambo. You put the bow on and everything.
The bow.
And then once he dies, you have to take the key off his little lawnmower.
Belt.
And then you have to walk over to his dog and put the bone down or throw the bone and the dog gets it. Because if you go to the shed first, the dog just tears your head off. So you put the bone down for the dog. And then you go into the shed, and then you get the chainsaw in the shed. You get
fishing
the
pole.
What? Fishing pole too.
Fishing pole. And
you go
chainsaw.
Outside with the chainsaw. You cut down Mr. Anderson's
chop the tree down,
and then you get the ticket.
Which is
go
a back. Pain in the ass because it takes like 8,000 times to find the right pixel.
Well, I knew how to do it. You just have to stood far away, and like the tip of the thing has to touch it.
Mm.
I remember that.
Good for you.
So now you can go home and you can couch fish. So here's the things that you can get with couch fishing. If you have the donut, you get a cop.
I have no idea where to get the donut from.
I don't even care. If you have a boot, you get Earl. If you get the suitcase, you get Stuart.
I have no idea where to get the suitcase either.
If you get the... I don't know if it was a suitcase. I think it was the cassette player, maybe.
No,
if
it's
you get
a suitcase.
If you take the secret file off of the desk, if you use that, you get Daria. And then the pizza.
Oh, okay.
You get a cat. And then
pizza's in the couch cushions.
Yeah, And then the gum gives you, like, the last ticket piece. So mm-hmm. if you couch fish with the piece of gum, you get the last ticket piece. Fantastic, right? Mm-hmm. Where'd you go now?
Uh-huh. Back to the mall.
Why?
You got to sell the chicken.
Uh-huh.
Just to get enough, I think, just for money.
Okay.
Oh, that's weird. Back to Burger World to eat the hamburger.
To get sick to go to the hospital. By the dumpster.
To get sick to go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. So when you go to the hospital.
Then to the hospital.
What do they tell you have?
From eating the you hamburger. You have bad burgeritis, something you like that. You have
acute burgeritis from eating the bad hamburger. Perfect. So then you fight that guy who throws hamburgers at you. And then you get on the scooter and race the fat guy.
Yeah.
And then you beat him. I did that on the first try. Yeah, I was in bed. And you get a piece of ticket from him. Was that the last piece of ticket?
Mm-hmm. That's the last. That was my last piece of ticket.
Fuck it. That's the last piece of ticket. So then you go home and you, whatever.
That's
and
my
you,
last piece of ticket.
You can go to the Guar concert and then Sleazy P standing outside. Their manager, Sleazy P Martini. You got the big thing. What are you doing there, douchebags? That's Sleazy P Martini. It's pretty funny. So you give him a ticket and he's like, oh, your tickets are pretty beat up. And you go in and see, and you see Guar. And what song is Guar playing? Jack the World.
I don't know.
It's an awesome song. It took me a while. I had to hear like the chorus because it was just like. And then the chorus came in and I was like, oh, that's Jack the World.
So I tried to do the other ending.
You have to get the costumes.
And what you have to do is you have to take the cat and throw it at the dog because there's a dog in, like, if you go past the entrance. And I didn't know the dog was going to come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it jumped on my face.
Mm.
And I didn't want to do the whole game over again, so I didn't do it. So I just looked it up on YouTube. I watched the endings.
They stand on stage with them, and they just do the little headbanging thing, right?
Yeah.
I think they play the same
song.
You
get the costumes, and you go on stage with the costumes.
Now, what were the costumes?
Just stupid little Guar things, like leather shorts or something.
Fucking awesome. I love Guar.
They didn't have any masks on, I don't think, though.
I don't know what. Sure. So that was Beavis and Butthead. What are your thoughts on Beavis and Butthead?
I thought it was cool when I was a kid, but the game sucks now.
Yeah. 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 The baby jokes. Well, I think I got rid of the page. Eh, well.
Good.
So, what'd you do today?
Worked.
Did you have a good time at work? Was it a good time?
No.
Yeah. I'm drinking. I'm going to drink some water now. There's still no score in a range game. I'm sorry. You cannot listen to us anymore after this one if you want to. So then I knew. I was like, you know what? This isn't going to be enough.
What's the difference between a dead baby and a peanut butter cup?
I don't know.
The dead baby won't stick to the roof of your mouth.
Wow. Oh, okay. So.
What's more fun than stapling babies to a wall?
There is nothing.
Ripping them off again.
Oh, yeah. That would be mildly entertaining.
Why didn't they crucify baby Jesus?
Oh, why?
I don't know why. Why do you unload a truck full of babies with a pitchfork?
Oh, I like that one. Why?
So you can tell which ones are still alive.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I think that was one of my song titles when my first long time ago, one of the first bands I was in. It was called, Unloading a Truck Full of Dead Babies with a Pitchfork. It was a good song. I think it was about 12 seconds long.
What present do you get for a dead baby?
What?
A dead puppy.
It's true. They like dead things.
What is the difference between a dead baby and my girlfriend?
Oh, the Rangers scored. Well, nothing ranges. What?
I don't kiss my girlfriend after sex.
I kiss my girlfriend after sex.
How do you stop a baby from choking?
Wow. How?
Take your dick out of its mouth.
Oh, yes. That's the ones I like. So I like that. Let's get some racist jokes in here.
What's the next game?
Jesus Christ, why do I have 50 emails here all of a sudden? Well, I knew this wasn't going to be enough.
God, this one's horrible.
Let's do news.
I can't even say this one.
Oh, just say it.
What's the difference between a baby and a grandmother?
I don't know.
Grandmothers don't die when you fuck them up the ass.
That's terrible. That's fucking fantastic. Oh, man.
What's worse than having sex with a dead baby?
What?
Having sex with a dead baby filled with razor blades.
Ooh. It's like vagina dentata from teeth.
Oh, God. All right, I'm going to save the rest of these.
Okay. All right.
Views.
Yeah, so I guess whenever we do a show, I'm too close to the microphone, aren't I? I like to string, you know, the theme. We like to have a theme. So after we played Beavis and Butthead, I was like, you know, the theme would kind of be gross games. Not necessarily on Genesis, but we stuck to Genesis. So I was just looking around, and there was another game that I knew but that I wanted to do. And so then I found this game. I said, well, I'll give this game a try. And it's called The Ooze. And it's terrible. And God. Neither one of us could get past the first board.
Get past the first 30 seconds.
Did I write down what it was? I wish I wrote down what it was. I'm going to look up the story right now.
Yeah, there's a story?
Yeah, there was.
While you're doing that, I'll tell some jokes. Why do you put a baby in the blender feed first?
Why?
See the expression on his face.
Oh, all right, here we go. Okay. So the plot of the game is you're Dr. Daniel Kane, and you're sneaking into a research lab where he worked to find evidence that they were committing crimes using toxic waste or toxic gas that he created, something like that. They were going to release this plague into the people for some reason, and then it like backfires on you and you turn into the ooze.
Yeah. So
basically the whole game is you're getting back at these people. And you're a pile of ooze. And you have two forms of attack. You can even like shoot your little oozy arm out.
It's like
and grab things, or you could spit. Yeah. But if you spit, it makes you smaller. And every time you get attacked, it makes you smaller. So I can't even see. This is a top down game.
I thought you were gonna play as like a dude.
No,
like
you're a puddle of ooze.
Like a blob, you know, you're literally a puddle of ooze.
Yeah, you're a blob of ooze, and you kind of go around and fight things, and it's horrible, and it's really hard.
And I couldn't play more than about 2 minutes of it.
No, I couldn't even pass the first board. It was fucking terrible. It's a terrible game.
If you get past the first board, I don't know.
I didn't get past the first board. I'm sure there's like 6 or 7 levels. But yeah, so that was the ooze. That was about 5 minutes of nothing. So then,
what do you call a dead baby with no arms and no legs laying on a beach?
I don't know.
Sandy.
What if it's not a girl? Oh, I guess that could be a boy and girl's name. Oh, what do you want to do? The other B game? Or you want to do... Yeah, let's do...
Whatever.
So I said, yeah.
Wait, Ooze is terrible. Don't play it. I can play 130 seconds.
Yeah, Ooze is bad. I mean, you should play it just to see how bad it is, because it's not really... You don't have to buy it or nothing. There's plenty of Genesis emulators. Just download Genesis emulator. Download the Ooze ROM.
Why did the dead baby cross the road?
You were stuck to the bumper.
Yes.
It's my mother's favorite joke now. All right. So, let's do the other big bastard.
What's green
right
and sits in a corner?
What?
What's green and sits in a corner? The same baby 6 weeks later.
That's a good one. All right. So, I knew about another gross game on Genesis that I think is also on Super Nintendo. I'm not sure. And it's called Booger Man. How could you not play a game called Booger Man? All right. And this is Booger Man. So what's your name in Booger Man? You don't have any notes on this, do you?
I have some notes.
Right, your name is Snotty Ragsdale.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Snotty Ragsdale.
It's like naming your kid Jeeves. You're not really giving him too many options in life.
Or Vicky Blows. Which is a name that we've gone back to many times.
And we'll continue.
You ready to hear this retarded story? You ready for this? I know you're ready. So, one dark and stormy evening, the civic-minded Professor Stinkbomb was working in his lab. We were secretly building a machine that would save the world from pollution by transporting it to a place he called Dimension Excrement.
Mm-hmm.
Dimension X.
Did you write this down or did you look it up?
I just copied this off of Wikipedia.
Okay, yeah, because it's going by kind of like Star Wars style at the beginning.
That same evening, the eccentric millionaire, who also happens to be like a superhero, Snotty Ragsdale paid a visit to the lab to investigate this project and find out how...
But I thought he was like a janitor.
Such he was. That's his alter. That's his thing.
Okay. So but he's really rich?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called Booger Man. What do you want? What the fuck do you want? Poetry here? You want fucking Shakespeare?
Yes.
Sorry.
Looks red and lies in all four corners of a room.
Your mother.
A baby that's been playing with a chainsaw.
Your baby could even pick a chainsaw up, let alone start the thing. I don't like that. That joke made no sense. Oh, I know there's a story here. Yeah, there's a... I don't know. You turn the thing on, something happened. I think he sneezed, and he got sucked into this portal machine. And I don't know, whatever. Sure.
You do, yeah, you do sneeze.
And then you go into the machine and...
No, then you, like, go into, like, the side room and you turn and you put your Booger Man costume on.
I think something comes out of the portal and steals, like, the power source or some shit.
I don't know.
So what's level one called?
Flatulent Swamps.
The Flatulent Swamps. So what are the weapons that you have? You can burp.
Uh-huh.
You can fart.
Uh-huh.
You can fling boogers at people. This is a side-scroller, by the way. You have... You can fly fart into the air, which is basically like a rocket ass.
Can you? How do you do that?
Yeah, you got to push down and like the other button.
That's fun.
When he flies in the air, like through his asshole.
Love it. Didn't get that, but cool.
And that's basically, hey, 2-0 Rangers. I think. No, that was the one thing. Okay, never mind. 1-0 Rangers. So it's a booger swamp. Right? There's boogers in the swamp. You have... There's nose goblins that you fight.
You flick, I wrote down you shoot boogers at ghosts.
All right,
like that doesn't make any
nose goblins. Sense. You have these those yeti looking things.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, the things with like the mounts in their bellies.
Yeah. Those I don't know
troll things.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah, those were weird. So then the toilets in this game are like the warps in Mario Brothers. Like,
but they don't do anything.
Well, when you go down the toilet, it takes you to another place.
Yeah, but then you come back up and you're like a foot away from the other end, the entrance. It's not like a shortcut.
Not supposed to be a shortcut. It's just part of the board.
But you don't have to do it.
You don't have to do it, no. I mean, okay. Who doesn't want to go down a toilet if an opportunity arises?
Me?
I took every fucking toilet in this game.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't.
I wanted to see what was around the next toilet. But I'm pumped. Oh, God. This is going to be a short episode. What the hell time
let's
is
let's just get through
it's
it.
It's already fucking long. All right, let's go. All right, so then the checkpoints in this game are outhouses. Maybe you got to jump on them and they pop out of the ground. I wrote this ghosts for some reason. There's little snots that you fight. You run out of boogers and you run out of boogers and farts. And the way you get your ammo back is there's boogers and then there's cans of beans.
Mm-hmm. Right. I guess that's what beast head stood for.
Yeah, it was a can of beans, generic bean can. There wasn't no good ones like Bush's growing beans. The talking dog in the commercial, you ever see that? Mm-hmm. Fucking stupid dog. So then you go through about 4 or 5 levels off this same Flatulent Swamps, and then you fight the boss. And the boss, his name is Hick Boy. And he's a redneck who throws a boomerang chicken at you.
His name is Buck.
And the boss fights are the best part of this game. Not even because the boss fights are good, just because the bosses are so retardedly outlandish. Such as Hick Boy, who throws a boomerang chicken at you.
Named Buck.
And he's in overalls, and he looks inbred, and it's fantastic. So you burp and fart your way through him. Yeah, got nothing for me? You just looking at that baby jokes? Is that what you're doing?
What do you call a baby on a stick?
Dinner?
A kebab baby.
A shish kebaby?
Yeah.
I like shish kebaby.
Yeah, that one's actually better.
Fuck it, we're doing it live. So then you go to the second level. It's not really the second level because there's multiple levels, but this
there's
is like the second
parts of the Flatulent Swamps.
Okay, so then you go to round two, and it's the pits. And I don't know what it is. There's like noses and
just
ears sticking
out of the
wall. Green
slime with red background.
Yeah, there's like ears and noses sticking off the wall.
And you go up the nose and come out the other nose.
It looks like intestine.
Okay.
Sure. So you go through a bunch of levels of that, and then the boss is Revolta.
Uh-huh.
And she's some ugly girl with, like, red tights. And she has the veil over her face, so she hides
it. She shoots lightning at you?
And she pole vaults over you. And she has the pole vault.
And then she shoots her face at you?
She shoots her face at you?
Like, she goes like that and, like, a mask comes out?
Oh, yeah, because she's ugly and it scares you.
Okay.
All the monsters in this are pretty much the same. So that's why I don't feel the need to talk. What are you reading? What you got?
Why do babies have a soft spot on their heads?
Why?
So you can pick them up 5 at a time.
That's not possible. What are you, fucking minute ball? How the hell are you picking babies up? He was really tall.
Okay.
All right.
Then we go to Boogerville.
Was Ball the tall one? Yeah, I think he was.
Boogerville.
Yeah, Boogerville. It's a town made out of boogers.
And apparently you're wanted for some reason.
Snotty Ray, because that was a hard ass. Go through a bunch of levels of Boogerville. And then who's the boss?
Fly Boy.
What is he?
He's a fly boy. Yes. This guy dressed up like a fly.
He's a human fly person, and he spits maggots at you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's about it.
That's what we got.
That's what he is. And then we go to the next thing, which is called Mucus Mountain. And this is when the game deviates a little bit, because the next board isn't called Mucus Mountain. It's the nasal caverns.
Uh-huh.
And it's the inside of a nose cavern.
You have to climb the Mucus Mountain to get to the nasal cavern.
Yes. And then you go back onto the Mucus Mountain, which is Mucus Mountains 2.
Uh-huh.
And then you go back into the nasal caverns 2. And then you fight the boss. And he's...
Deodorant Ant.
And he's a fat guy dressed like an ant.
I actually played this whole game. I can't believe I actually sat there and played this whole game.
Why wouldn't you? I told you to play it. I played it too.
Oh, God. Like, just in retrospect, I can't believe I actually sat through this.
Yes. We fought Deodorant together. And he's a fat guy dressed as an ant. And he can steal your burps and your farts. But he has, like, that gun.
He's kind of a pain in the ass.
He is a pain in the ass. He took me a long time to fight him. Because he kept stealing my burps and farts. And I had to wait for the things to fall to replenish my burp and fart meter. And you kill him. Then you go to the Pus Palace. And what is it? It's a fucking Pus Palace.
It will be.
And then there's some boards of those. And then you fight the boss. And this is the final boss. And his name is Boogermeister. And then you beat him up. Then you flush him down a toilet.
Do you flush him down a toilet?
Yeah. What the hell did he look like?
I don't even remember.
I don't remember either. I don't remember where I am.
Where am I?
What?
Huh?
God, I can't believe this is an episode.
Oh, yeah. He's got that... all right. He's got the M on his chest. He's in pink and yellow. He's got like a green head with a big smile.
Why didn't I write that down? So what'd you think of Boogerman? Oh, wait. What's the ending? When you get to the ending, it's like it's interactive. You can walk back and forth.
You're vacuuming.
Yeah. And then once you go into the toilet, you change into Boogerman. And then if you go the other way, you change back into Snotty Ragsdale.
Would be
exciting.
And Boogermeister farts bats.
That's right, he did fart bats. We all wish we could fart bats. Who doesn't wish they could fart bats? Jesus Christ, I hope this isn't the first episode that somebody's listening to.
This is a lot worse than I thought it was going to be.
This is usually better. We're usually more better. Next week will be fantastic, I guarantee you. I guarantee next week will be a good episode. It's going to be a great game next week.
What's grosser than gross?
I don't know.
A garbage can full of dead babies.
It's not that gross.
What's grosser than that?
Two garbage pails.
The one at the bottom still alive.
He tries to eat his way out.
What's grosser than that?
What?
He has to eat his way to freedom.
Yes.
What's grosser than that?
What?
He goes back for more.
God. Oh, just kill me. Kill me now. We got to put something in here. We got to do something. It's not hacking it. It's not up to the usual spoiler alert snuff. Oh, Jesus Christ. Maybe we should just play something real fast and then do
it. All right, that's it.
What'd you think of Boogerman?
It's terrible.
Really? I thought it was all right.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was bad. I would say play Boogerman.
Out of all four games, I don't think you should play Boogerman. You should play the one we're going to talk about next.
Well, this is a given. So, once I finished Boogerman and told him to do it, I said, you know what? This still is not going to be enough. So, we hung out Sunday night. I said, I want you to play this game because it was one of my favorites when I was a kid. I don't think I know anybody that doesn't like this game.
I never had it, but I think I had played it before. At least I knew about it.
Yeah. So, we're going to play... Mutant League Hockey.
There's also a Mutant League Football.
There is a Mutant League Football. And it's not bad, but I like Mutant League Hockey because I like hockey.
Because you're weird.
And it's so much better than Mutant League Football. So I wanted to make him play this because it's just so much fun. And I actually put it on my fucking Zoom with my Genesis emulator and I was playing it at work.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I love this game. Every time I play it once, like, I'm hooked for like a month. I play like a whole playoff season in it. Let me pull up a fact here real fast. I just want to get all the ins and outs. Because there's a lot of a lot of the teams are like based on real teams.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they,
yeah,
well, we got, just the name too.
We got the Blackhearts, which is supposed to be the Chicago Blackhawks.
Okay.
The Montreal Cadavers, Montreal Canadiens.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Wait, were they the Montreal Canadiens? They were the Maple Leafs, or not the Maple Leafs? Yeah, they weren't the Maple Leafs.
No, there are Maple Leafs too.
Okay. Well, wait. Were they always the Canadiens, or didn't they have a different name?
No, there was always Canadiens. Maple. There was six original teams.
I thought they changed their name to Canadiens.
There were six teams. It was the Canadiens.
Like the Senators changed their names.
Maybe they might have moved. There was the Canadiens, the Maple Leafs, the Rangers, the Bruins. Fuck, I forgot who else. This original six.
Were they all Canadian?
The Blackhawks, and then there was one more. I forget which one I ran through. Now I can't remember the sixth. But yeah, there was the original six. And we got the Bruiser Bots, which is supposed to be the Boston Bruins. The St. Mucus Ooze, St. Louis Blues. The D-Rangers, which are the New York Rangers, they've sucked. They gave no rating, which pissed me off. The Chili Liars, the Philadelphia Flyers. And the Mighty Weenies, who are the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim. Fantastic. The Puck Sucker Pukes, Pittsburgh Penguins. The Ice Slashers, the New York Islanders. The Dead Things, the Red Wings. The Lizard Kings, the Los Angeles Kings. Will Wheaton's favorite team.
Will Wheaton likes the Kings.
The Shrimps, the San Jose Sharks.
Yeah.
Great, right? There was other teams too, but those are the ones that were like actually hockey teams. Okay. This came out in 1994. It was a great year for video games.
It was a decent year.
Lick my asshole.
Sure.
So, I can't even remember the stadiums.
It was like Madison.
Yeah, it was Madison Square. Scare Garden, I think. Wait, look these up.
Should have done this all in pre-show.
I just really dropped the ball on this one. Did I know? Usually I take care of all this stuff. You're not even fucking helping me. This is fucking shit, cock sucking bastards.
I tell dead baby jokes in the meantime.
Seriously, they don't tell you the names of the. Wow, I really should have. I'm gonna apologize again. Terrible, terrible. This is horrible. We shouldn't even be allowed to make an episode 39. You got more dead baby jokes here? Anything?
I do have more dead baby joke. Did you go on the Wikipedia page?
Yeah, I don't really have anything. Come on, give me a. Oh, well, here's the
What sits in the kitchen and keeps getting smaller and smaller?
What?
A baby combing its hair with a potato peeler.
Wow. So you have hazards in this game because you go to the rinks and the rinks are all fucked up and weird, and you have sharks. And there's fire and mines and spikes stick out of the
wall. Oh, wow, so this is electronic arts?
Close to the wall. What? Yeah.
This is electronic arts,
man. You have the demon net that if you take your goalie out, it's just a head. We didn't do that, but you can do that. And there's like thin ice and holes you fall through. What the hell is. Oh, yeah. You have nasty plays, which you never use either. There's like exploding pucks. There's like a rocket puck. Cool. There's a skunk. You get 5 farts to disable other players. Why didn't you use those? You waste a goalie. I think you sound like a guy at the goalie. You got robots, skeletons, and trolls are the three kinds of people that you could be in this game. Right? Here's the arenas. Mm-hmm. We got the Puck Dome. Oh, Jesus Christ. This guy ran down all the players. Fuck that.
Really?
Yeah. Holy Christ. Bones Jackson, KT Slayer, Mo Puke, Spew Puke, Smellios, Spichelios, Wires, goddamn.
Bones Jackson.
You got the Pole. That's what the toxic pros play. Skingros.
Oof.
Grim McSlam. They should have made like a Mutant League basketball. The Frozen
Rat
Palace.
Ratbone.
Gil 9000. Okay, yeah, Mo Puke, Spew Puke. Let's see. Ratbone. Cyst. The Puck Sucker Pukes play at the Puke Palace. Then their center is Le Puke.
Le Puke?
Yamina,
is that like Mario Yamina, Le Puke?
Yamina Dagger, who's supposed to be Yamir Yager.
Yamir Yager.
Oof. Scurvy. I'm a Spazzo, my favorite. The Blackhearts played at the stadium.
I'm a Spazzo.
Yeah. You got Bone Lick, Buggy Skull, Armor, Haggetson, okay, Smelios, Belcher, nice. The Mutant Monsters play at the graveyard, love that. Let's see, Bones Jackson, The Undertaker, Grim McSlam, Wolfen, Stick, Slicer, Ice Slashers play at the Ice Asylum, Willy, Sonny, Stone, Conk, Gangrene, Raptured. The Lizard Kings play at the Mausoleum. Nice. Got Mame Zitsky, Robotail, Furry, Coffin, Bloody, B-L-U-D-D-Y, yeah. Cruddy, K-R-U-D-D-Y, they must be brothers. The Darkstar Dragons play at the Fog Dome. And you have Rapier, Tongue, Warbleed.
Warbleed?
Warbleed. Sounds like horrible. A fucking black metal band. Ratbone, Stormer.
We are Warbleed.
We are Warbleed. This song is called I Died in the Forest. I love black metal. The War Slammers play at the Rink War Arena. I'm just babbling right now. Warhog, Shrapnel, Panzer, Grizzly, Lynched, Dokken. Really? Dokken?
Can we talk about the game now?
The Montreal Cadavers. They play at the Ice Room. And they have Ratchard. Leclerc.
I'm going to play with my Zoom until you're done.
Leaf Flower. These guys, these are all French guys. Disfarten.
Borgoire. They are French-Canadian.
Borgers. That's guys. Dry Rot. That was a good one. All right. So what's the game like?
It's basically NHL 94.
Yes.
With
chainsaws and chainsaws axes and maces.
Punching and people.
And punching people.
So you can actually, what's great, you can actually kill people.
Yep.
And there's a set number of guys on each team. So if you kill enough people of the other team,
unless you they put have the reserves forfeit. On. Yes.
It's like every time somebody dies, they're like, all right, send in the reserves. And you keep sending guys in.
Yeah. And the team gets like worse and worse because the reserves, you know, are crappy.
You can like punch the person with the puck. Like if you go in after the guy with the puck, you can punch him to not make him knock it over, you know. Let it go.
When you're taking the face-offs, you could punch the guy or you can try to do like a normal face-off.
Uh-huh.
And you can actually
you get into fights.
Yeah, the fights are like their own little mini-games. You can... Yeah. That's exactly what I think of this. You can... What was I going to say? Oh, there's actually like violence levels that you can set. So you can actually make it like 1 to 5 and 1 being like a relatively normal hockey game. Yeah. You just nodding off, taking a walk.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, let's see what else. Well, I fell in a lot of holes. This game is a tremendous amount of fun. We had you're just playing with your Zoom.
I am.
Wow. we try to run a good quality program.
That's what I think of this episode.
You know, we always try to keep it classy. We don't try to fucking curse episode. So much. Oh, God.
Not this episode.
This is a big stink burger.
Might as well go with the flow.
And there's probably no way that we could have prevented this because we did everything we could.
Unless we played different games.
Yeah, that wasn't happening. We didn't have enough time. But next week will be great.
How do you spoil a baby?
Come on it.
Leave it out in the sun.
Yeah, I'll buy that. So we're not even an hour left. Let's try to break an hour.
All right.
So, talk more about Mutant League Hockey. Did the Capitals score? Yeah, motherfucker. Vetchkin scored. Oh. Yes, it's great. You should play. You should get... I don't know. I think this full player... No, it's two player. But you can have two players in the same team, which we didn't do. We played against each other. So you can have the two... What are you doing over there?
No.
You just... Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow. So, yeah, you can have two players on the same team. And it doesn't have full seasons. It has, I think, just playoffs. Yeah. Right?
Okay. I only played it with you, so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it just has, like, the regular...
Stop looking at your phone.
I'm not. It's not a phone.
What is it?
It's something else.
It's not something else. It's your phone.
Something you can't appreciate.
It's your phone.
It's not my phone.
What is it? Your iPod? It's your phone.
It's not my phone.
What is it? You're playing Doom either on your phone or on
I'm
your
I'm not
little...
playing Doom.
Or it's your
this
phone.
Isn't, this, no, it's a different game. This is
Foom?
This is Vroom.
Vroom?
It's a car racing game. You race cars. What?
That car didn't sound too good. No, you gotta take that car into the shop.
Yeah, he had a bad engine. He had a blowout.
Blew a seal?
Yeah, he blew a gasket. This is NASCAR. I swear to God, I'm totally paying attention to the show right now.
What's bright blue, pink, and sizzles?
Baby on a thing?
Baby trying to breastfeed from an electrical socket.
Wow. So I like Mutant League hockey. You like Mutant League hockey, right?
Yeah, it's fun.
You had a good time? I could absolutely recommend this game.
They should remake it and put it on like Xbox Live Arcade.
What was that? What? Yeah, they should remake it. I absolutely think so. It's one of the best sports games ever. I mean, people have like claimed it just because...
Kind of like Tecmo Bowl is like the best Nintendo sports game.
Yeah, it's just that's the way, you know, it's just a great hockey game. A lot of fun. If you like hockey, if you've never played it,
you
I can't
imagine.
You
don't
imagine
have to anybody. Like hockey. I don't really like hockey. Like the game.
How do you not like hockey, man? It's fucking hockey. It's just people with sharp things on their feet and they can punch people.
Whoopee.
Sticks. It's always, there's blood in almost every game. I don't know. That's about it, I guess. I like it. It's a good game.
It's fun.
Next
week, I like it.
Next week will be really good. We will make up next week with such a good game that I'm in the middle of right now. You haven't started yet, but you will know as soon as you start that it is a great game. Awesome. And you will go, thank you for recommending this game for me. And you'll come over here and you will kiss me. You will kiss me on the mouth.
Oh, my. Hopefully it's not too long.
Homefront some more.
That game was terrible.
You know, they're actually releasing downloadable content for that piece of crap.
Really?
Yeah.
They released Bulletstorm.
I know, but it's only online stuff.
It's multiplayer stuff.
Wouldn't that be online?
Yeah, that would be online. Let's do the Bulletstorm again.
We should do Bulletstorm again.
Let's just do it right now.
Vanquished.
So you start off with a guy. You're interrogating a guy with a bottle on his head. Right?
I wish I kept my notes. I think I deleted them.
And you're totally. I have. And you're totally drunk. And you shoot the bottle off the guy's head.
Yeah, it's great.
Then the guy gets blown out the airlock.
Yeah, he puts a bomb.
But he's got a bomb, and he blows up the windshield.
Yeah, so you get sucked into the thing, and then you run into the ship, and then these guys start... You see, like, another guy you don't like, and you're like, oh, we're going to fuck this guy. All right, this is Bulletstorm in 5 minutes.
Then Ishii becomes
RoboCop. Fuck this guy. We don't fucking like this guy, so we're gonna blow this guy's shit up, right? So you're getting in the fucking thing, and you're driving around this fucking ship, and you shoot the thing, and then the guy shoots you down, and you're like, fuck this. We're going to drive this thing right through this guy. So you take your ship, you drive right through that ship, and that ship, you know, you go through there, and then you crash land on this planet. So anyway, when you crash land on this planet, all like the people from that planet start coming in, and they're hacking at you, and you're fighting them, and you're kicking them, and you get shooting, and you can kick them, and you can do things and blow people up. It's great. And then there's a...
Then Ishii becomes RoboCop.
Yeah, Ishii's a RoboCop, and then there's a plane and it crashes, so you're like, oh, we gotta go to that plane because there's a guy on it we don't like and we want to find him. You're like, ah, oh, it's totally cool. We'll go over there. It's great. That's what we're gonna do. So you run in there and you're fighting all these guys and you kick them off the things and things are blowing up and you're fighting this other thing.
Then you get an electronic whip.
Yeah, you get an electronic whip at some point in this game and you can whip people and there's achievements for that. And you shoot people in the air and it's slow motion and you have the boots that stop time.
Uh-huh. And the bullets that stop time and the whip that stops time and everything that stops time.
Everything stops time. And then you fight a plant. I think there's a plant at some point. A plant dies. And then you meet Chase Evans. And then you fight her.
She's going to blow your dick off.
She's going to kill your dick.
Kill your
and
dick.
Then you're like, I'm going to kill your dick. And then you chase him. And then you dance to Disco Inferno. And then you kill some people with Disco Inferno.
And then all DDs are tradable, so you can stick it wherever you want.
And then there's a giant monster that chases you at one point, and it's really big.
And then you basically become really Godzilla, big. And you're walking through this town like Godzilla.
Yeah. Yeah, and you kill things, and then the real one comes and chases you.
And you gotta kill him with the exploding, self-destructing thing.
You shoot him in the head, and then he eats a thing, but he doesn't actually die, I don't think, because there's the one at the end of the game. And then you're running around some more, and you're killing a lot of things, and you get guns that explode.
And then there's a bomb that you accidentally arm that's gonna kill everything, and you have to get off the planet.
Yeah.
Then you run around the same room for like 20 minutes until Chase Evans comes and gets you.
Yeah.
And then...
Chase Evans.
You almost kill the guy, but you don't. And then you get off
then
the planet.
Then he takes Ishii. Yeah, then you go.
And then him and Sushi Dick live on.
Sushi Dick. And then Muppets from Space. I don't know why I said that. I got nothing. Might as well end it. Wow. This is our first short episode in a long time.
The worst episode in a long time.
This was the worst episode we've ever done.
I think this is the worst episode ever of anything ever made.
I don't know. There has to be like really bad podcasts out there. I haven't heard one. What's the worst podcast you've ever heard?
The one we just recorded?
No, but I mean, is it like a podcast where you're just like, these guys suck?
Not really. I don't listen. If I find one that sucks, I just don't listen to it. But I mean, there's nothing like I listen to that sucks.
I don't remember any off the top of my head that like, wow, these guys really suck, and not listen to it.
It'd have to be like, how to paint your house. Step one, what you want to do is go to a paint store and find yourself a nice sealant. First, spackle your wall. That would probably be like a bad podcast, right?
Yes. We'll just listen to this.
I'm sure there's worse podcasts.
We should give people something for listening to this whole episode.
I got my new Get Glue stickers today, and they're really nice.
I got to order more.
They're really like, they're laminated now. They're not like the cheap shit that they used to give you, where it was just paper. They're really like super nice now.
I'm going to see if I can order
mine. And they don't come in, you know how they just came in like the circles that we got? They come in like a sheet, like a laminated sheet now.
Shale mines.
I know they can actually use it for oil, and I know that. You know, I'm not retarded. I was making jokes, but still, the fucking shale mines. Seriously?
Shale mines.
The shale mines. Yeah, let's take them in the shale mines. Is there... God damn it, fucking Rockies are winning again. Mets can't win a game to save their life this year.
They were winning, now...
Now they're not winning.
I don't understand that, but okay.
It happens.
I'm requesting my stickers.
Cool.
I'll get some more. Country, USA.
So...
Give me some more. Awesome. My stickers are on the way. Are they here yet?
We don't.
I'll go check my mail. I'll be right back.
What is it, Acme? You're mailing from Acme?
I wish. That'd be awesome.
Wiley Cody's going to deliver them to you?
Shale mines.
The shale mines. Oh, God. Okay.
All right, so let's recap. Beavis and Butthead?
Don't fucking recap. There's no... Well, Beavis and Butthead,
Yeah.
Yeah. No reason to really play it.
Booger Man?
I thought it was alright.
It was alright. I don't know if I would play through it again, but...
No, I probably wouldn't play it. I'd tell somebody else to play it. And go, hey, you should play it.
Ooze?
No. Terrible.
And Mutant League Hockey is fantastic.
Yeah, Mutant League Hockey is fantastic. It's, I would say, get some friends, get drunk. Or don't get drunk. Just get some friends. If you don't have any friends, make them. Or get some dead babies and just kind of strap the controller to their hands.
That works, too.
Dead babies are pretty easy to find. I think some lady just drove like three of them into an ocean today or some shit like that.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't hear about that?
No.
Some lady like killed them, killed the kids, and then like one escaped. So she clearly didn't do a good job if one got out.
How bad do you have to suck to not be able to kill babies?
I think it was a baby. I think the one that got out was like 10 years old, and he like rolled down the window. I think the other ones were just young. Whatever. People do weird
shit. Somebody figured out the plan?
Foiled by a 10-year-old.
So I foiled my plan by lowering the window. All right, now we're just rambling.
Yes, we are.
Okay, I'm ending this because
it's
terrible. Awful.
I'm going to hear this back in the car, and I'm just going to shake my head for like an hour and go, oh, God, this is fucking terrible.
So first of all, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we apologize.
We apologize tried. In advance.
We tried. We knew that it was going to be bad, and we said,
all right. We played a lot of games, too.
We got to get more games. And we did that, and then it just, none of them were helping.
Everything we played,
and every time we played, we were running out of more time. We were like, fuck. And we have like one day left. So we got to find something. Next week will be great. I promise.
Yes. I got to get on that. I'll start this week. It can't be that long.
I don't think it's that long, but it's really, really good. It's really funny.
I got to dig out my my sex box. Hook it
Stop
up.
Stop eating me! Oh, it's so funny when the fucking robots in the game. Oh, that's so
all right,
funny.
All right. Thank you for listening. If you want to find out more information and listen to some good episodes, you can check out the website, spoileralertshow.com.
What's your favorite episode so far?
I don't know. Might have been Bulletstorm.
You think Bulletstorm?
That's pretty good.
I think Homefront made me laugh the most, and something else made me laugh the most. I think either one of the Star Wars or one of the Gears of War really had me laughing a lot.
Star Wars ones are pretty good.
Yeah, both
I like
Wars.
Those.
Yeah.
If you want to leave us feedback, just don't do it about this episode because we know it was terrible.
Sure. Go ahead. At least leave this episode. Sorry. I had a seizure.
SpoilerAlertShow@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/SpoilAlertShow. You can call us, leave us feedback, 856-SPOIL-01. You can check in on GetGlue, links in the show notes. You can check the videos out. Every fifth show is a video, and they don't suck. YouTube. No.
Number 40 is going to be hilarious. The video for 40, because I remember it being so stupid.
YouTube.com/SPOILERALERTSHOW or Vimeo.com/SPOILERALERTSHOW. Where can they find you?
I'm on Twitter at Gonzo666.
I am on Twitter at Ace Milo.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
That's about all we can say about this show.
The Pledge of Allegiance does not end with Hail Satan.
What's that from? Simpsons?
It's one of the things you wrote on the chalkboard.
That's the only thing? I like that.
That's my favorite one ever.
Hail Satan. The Pledge of Allegiance does not end with Hail Satan.
I used to say that in high school, like when we used to have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Hail Satan.
Like, and justice for all. Hail Satan.
I don't remember high school.
My homeroom teachers used to yell at me.
In high school?
Yeah. When I used to say that, because I wouldn't like hide it. I'd be like, Hail Satan. Like, nice. That's not funny. Like,
yeah, it is.
Actually, it is.
Anything involving religion is hilarious.
All right.
And drowning your kids in a car.
Let's end this fucking train wreck.
Yeah, this is crap.
Goodbye.
No. Yeah. Just sad, sad music.
Just end it.
This one deserves sad music.
God, just end it. Just no more. Bye.
All right. Bye.